The button got its start in early political races and can be traced back to the very first presidential inauguration in 1789 for George Washington. But it wasn't until the late 1800s that today's design, with a pin back and transparent cover, was developed. Cassie Gross with K&A Button Emporium in Bella Vista now has quite the vintage button collection and says buttons go through all of the decades and are able to really capture a moment in time.
I had probably about a 20 button collection of just specialty ones that I had seen around I thought were cute or just interesting or nifty. I have one, it's a McCormick spice button from like the 60s, and it says, "I'm a pepper."
About halfway through a graphic design degree, Cassie was swamped with all of the typical college things, projects, studying, work, and had little time to work on her personal art and graphic design projects. Her then boyfriend, Arden, suggested button making as a workable size and medium for an artist with hardly any free time.
And so my now husband came up with this great idea. He saw these button machines and he just said, "I think this would be perfect for you to just do little works on. You don't have to feel like pressured that it's a big, huge thing you're going to mess up." And he just thought it was a great canvas and medium for my work. And so he spent the money and got me the machine, and we just went from there.
She was able to utilize her graphic design skills and software to make 2-inch designs. Her first ever applied to a button, 3 cat heads in varying neon colors. She also makes mini collages from things like images from old books. She scans them and reprints them as to not hurt the book, and then arranges them in a mish-mosh-posh way. Transitioning from a larger format to the smaller one wasn't too difficult. Cassie did find it less intimidating. The only drawback was found in working with business customers.
It's different sizing things for the button. If I have a certain logo or that I'm working with or things like that, I have to definitely account for the size and say, "Well, do you mind if it's modified a little?" Or, I mean, "What are your specifications for it being on the button?" And usually people are just like, "Whatever, you know, whatever works." And that's what is really fun about it. I get to, you know, help other people and hear what their ideas are and collaborate all together. So it's a lot of fun.
She says button making is a great meeting people medium, as well as an artistic medium. K&A Button Emporium has been to various shows, such as the Little Craft Show and the Hip Handmade Market. Cassie wasn't planning on getting out her button maker at the first one due to liability questions, but then decided it would be fun to do on-the-spot button making with her customers. She has also been asked to do birthday parties where guests can color and design their own, letting their creative side show.
I know it's hard for me sometimes to think of all the different things I have going on and the artwork I want to create. And if I can help anyone do that during the day, that's great, you know. I feel like it frees people's minds when they can be a little creative every day. So it's just something very personable, and buttons seem approachable to me.
And the perfect button?
You know, the thing about buttons is they don't have to be perfect. A button can be something totally unique. You know, there's totally one-of-a-kind buttons, and there's definitely artworks that deserve to be one-of-a-kind, and buttons can be that same kind of thing. They can definitely portray someone's personality through one button, or you can have a series of buttons. I mean, they can tell a single story, or they can tell different stories.
Essentially, it can be anything the creator wants it to be, using anything they want to. The most time-consuming part of button making, she says, is the idea time, with the assembly not taking long at all. Cassie brought with her to the Carver Center for Public Radio 2 portable button machines, purchased new, though they bear a worn look from extensive use. The parts of the button are 1, 2, 3, she says. Today, we will make a KUAF logo button. Cassie has a logo printed out, and it was already a perfect circle shape, though we use a die cutter to cut it from its square page.
Okay, so then you just take your little round logo, which is, it's good when you're using your programs or whatever you're using to have a pre-cut circle, just to be able to tell where your design is. If you're hand coloring it or something, it's good to have the outline. And then you just center your logo into my little die cut. and it cuts it out perfectly. I don't have to do any guesswork. That's the nice part about that. And then a button is three parts. We have a metal front, a plastic. Some button machines come with a like a metal back, and it has a couple different parts. This machine we got, it was our first machine so far, and it has plastic backs. And then you also have a little clear top cover, which is called a Mylar. And then what you do is, this is a little handy-dandy machine. Yes. Put your little metal backing into the one side, which is called the die cut side, and then you line your little image that you're putting onto the button in on top of that, and then your little clear Mylar piece goes on top of that. You switch it over to the other side like you're about to press it, and then the backing has a little squiggle side and then the side that actually punctures into your clothing to pin it to yourself. You want the squiggly side up. And then, I'm going to let you do this.
Okay.
So I want you to push and pull, push this all the way this way.
Okay.
Yep, go ahead. You might think that it's too... There you
go.
Oh,
there we go.
Now lift it up.
Okay.
You're not going to see your button yet. You're going to switch the side.
And do the same thing?
Do the exact same thing. Okay, are you ready? You're going to have a button. You just made a button.
All right. Pretty easy.
Isn't it?
It is.
And it's fun, too. It's just a neat way to express yourself, for sure. And it can be a workout, too.
Cassie always wears a button somewhere on her person and will be at Nightbird Books in Fayetteville for First Thursday, June 5th, beginning at 8 p.m. Perhaps she'll have her button machine, but definitely she'll have her buttons, including a mystery button box. For $1, a customer receives a surprise button in a cute paper pouch. For more information, you can find K&A Button Emporium at facebook.com/somesweetbuttons. This is Ozarks at Large.